Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago has extremely local news for us, and we begin with the dive bar that has a lot of fans. People liked Exit, didn't they, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, Exit was kind of a Chicago institution. In 1981, it opened actually in Lincoln Park over on Wall Street, and it was the city's first like punk club, or, you know, it was the city's only remaining like punk club. But it moved to North Avenue about 15 years ago, and 25 years ago. Oh my God. I spent my 21st birthday there, to be honest with you, Bob. I just forget how old I am sometimes.
Yeah, that'll happen.
The city shut it down on August 6th for a variety of code violations. And a social media post is going around with a photo of it saying church is closed. So all these fans of Exit were like, well, it's done for good. But then the owners went on social media and said, we're just remodeling. So they won't respond to a reporter. We're not sure if it's coming back, but right now it's closed. Unsanitary conditions, open electrical wiring. If anyone's been in Exit, unsanitary conditions is nothing new. So it was the only place that played like loud punk music. They had different like theme nights upstairs for different kinds of like punk and industrial music. So people were really upset about it. I think just people remember it how it used to be in the 80s and 90s, and it there's not much of this kind of bar left in Chicago.
1315 West North Avenue. They may be gone, but the Lyrical Lemonade Summer Smash is back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this weekend, the Lyrical Lemonade Festival returns to Douglas Park. It's going to have some big names in hip-hop, A$AP Rocky, Lil Uzi, Lil Baby, and neighbors are less excited than music fans who are going to be heading to the festival. Neighbors actually are not a fan of either this festival or Riot Fest, which is another festival that happens in September in Douglas Park. They say these festivals tear up the park and they prohibit kids and sports teams from practicing in the area. Some neighbors said they've actually just moved to different practice areas altogether, kids that were using the soccer and baseball fields over there, because it gets so torn up and it's like weeks and weeks of repair work after the festivals. Festival organizers are defending themselves, of course, saying that they're bringing people to the West Side who otherwise wouldn't be there, and they're frequenting local businesses. But this is going to be an ongoing issue. We've been reporting on this for several years since Riot Fest moved to Douglas Park and since Lyrical Lemonade started in the park. So it's dividing neighbors over out west, but they're saying, you know, loud music, no parking, and rowdy people after the festival and the destroyed park. Mm. All of those things are not their favorite.
And finally, breaking bird news from Montrose Beach. What's the update here, Jen?
So Monty and Rose, our favorite piping plover couple, they've migrated away for the winter. Monty headed down to South Texas on Monday in just 53 hours. Rose headed over to Florida, where she usually spends her winters. And the plover chicks, Suka and Amani, are still at Montrose Beach, but they're getting ready for their first migration south. And we don't know where they're going to end up just yet.
But I'm sure you'll keep us posted. More at blockclubchicago.org. Have a nice day. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.